Sir Patrick Wilde held the pair of bone dice in his hand as he pondered his next move. Should he raise the stakes and try and beat Bodin's score, or save his coppers for the next round? Ulfar, Scarry One-Eye, Callis, and Mir had already conceded. Poor Olaf's meagre stash of money had long since run out, the young man scowling in the corner as he nursed his ale and wounded pride. There was a lesson right there. You had to know when to call it quits, rather than chasing the next bet whilst on a losing streak. Daft lad. So that left Bodin and Griffith in the game as the eight of them sat around the table at the Black Raven Inn. Old Bodin held the high score at 9, a decent number, but beatable. The 7 coppers stacked neatly in the centre of the table sat there, temptingly, as Patrick glanced at the remaining players. Bodin was the muscle in Ulfar's company, but his eyes gleamed with intelligence, and, since joining this hardened crew, Patrick had quickly come to realize he wasn't to be underestimated. Griff was slightly built, his movements always quick and precise. Whilst Patrick didn't fully trust any of his new companions, he trusted Griff least of all.
"What's it to be?" asked Bodin, in his deep voice, looking from one to the other.
Griff sucked his brown teeth.
"Nah, I don't fancy it."
He sat back in his chair, content to save his coppers and try his luck in the next round. His friend Mir gave him a commiserating pat on the shoulder. Bodin turned to Patrick.
"You'll grind those dice to dust if you hold on to them much longer."
Scarry chuckled and took a long draught of ale. He'd been drinking hard all night, and although he seemed in a good mood, Patrick knew that could sour in an instant.
"I'll stay in," Patrick told Bodin. "You rolling again or sticking with your 9?
"The odds are in my favour," Bodin replied. "I'll stick."
Patrick reached into his purse and placed another copper on the table, Bodin doing the same. Their companions all leaned in closely, craning their necks in the dim light to see what Patrick threw. The dice clattered over the table. 6 and 2. Patrick scowled as the others laughed, Bodin the loudest of them all as he scooped up the coins with a satisfied grin.
"Another ale to celebrate?"
asked the innkeeper, Ruta, as she walked by their table.
"Why not?"
said Bodin, passing her some of his winnings to the cheers of everyone else. Even Olaf's mood brightened.
"You're an easy mark," Ulfar told him. "Ruta had her eyes on you the moment you were ahead in that game."
Bodin was Ulfar's elder by a decade, but some people were born to lead. This was Ulfar's crew, and everyone knew it.
"Up to me how I spend my winnings," Bodin replied, draining his cup and smacking his lips. "We might as well take our ease whilst we can."
Ruta returned carrying a tray and set 8 cups down on the table, eyelashes fluttering as Callis thanked her. That man was too handsome for his own good. It was the first time Patrick had visited the Black Raven, but the others were all regulars here. It was a handy place to stop, situated on the coastal road between Kalamar and Reevesburg. The food was passable, the ale was good, and Ruta didn't ask too many questions. It was certainly preferable to camping out in the wilds, a necessity at times, since the reputation of Ulfar's company wasn't the best in certain quarters.
"How has it come to this?"
Patrick reflected. A combination of a poor choice of friends and picking the worst possible option at the worst possible time, in his case. After his part in a plot to place a better man on the throne in Beria had been uncovered, he'd had to flee the land of his birth and head east into Laskar. Ulfar's crew were the only ones willing to take a stranger like him in, and that was only because he'd shown enough skill with his blade to earn their respect.